In Grunt, New York, the agricultural program at Grunt High School has been revived and revamped under the direction of Dr. Jason Oliver, the new science and agriculture teacher. Students are learning and applying great skills in farming and animal husbandry. Hear about the reboot now, firsthand.
So my name's Dr. Jason Oliver, and I'm the new science teacher at the high school and middle school, and I am also the advisor of our new FFA chapter. So the ag program restarted here a couple years ago. It was really driven by some of the local stakeholders, local farmers that really wanted to see agriculture back in the high school. This year we're offering one ag class, and next year we're going to be offering three new ag classes, and the following year two more new ones. So it'll be five new ag classes here. And as part of that, that helps justify us reestablishing a new FFA chapter. So FFA right now has a little more than a dozen students. We're doing a lot of different projects. So we're revitalizing the garden across the road, and our goals with that are to actually get some fresh student-grown produce into the cafeteria and to teach students basically the skills of keeping and growing a garden and to give them some of that pride that comes with, you know, producing their own food.
I have an agricultural background, and I plan on taking over my family's dairy farm someday. So anything I can do to benefit my skills in agriculture is a plus, and FFA is an agricultural-based club, so it's only going to benefit me and for my future.
We also got some funding through the school board to have a hydroponic system, and so the students are basically designing their own hydroponic system, and that is a way of cultivating where there's no soil. We just put some eggs in an incubator today, so we're going to be starting to raise some poultry here on campus. Next year we're going to be having some pheasants, working with Cornell and their game farm program. These were involved with the Grot and Harvest program here in the community, where we're going to be providing some raised bed gardens to different individuals in the community, 25 families, I think. And my students will be helping those families troubleshoot problems they have, learn about the, you know, art and science of growing their own produce and things like that.